So up next, let me just... So Fritz Bollmann is a Common Criteria Certifier in the German certification body in BSI. He works on... Australians just can't do anything with them. Yeah. So Fritz works on certification of complex products such as network devices, operating systems, and software-based crypto. Along with Fritz, I managed to obtain a lengthy biography for our other speaker, complete with many embarrassing episodes from her when she was younger. However, I had to sign an extremely detailed and stringent NDA. And once I got out of the cell, I have to say I'm not allowed to share any of that information with you. What I can say is that her name is Mary Bache. And she's the Deputy Director of the National Information Assurance Partnership. They'll be providing an update on the Common Criteria Crypto Working Group. Please welcome Mary and Fritz.
That's what happens when you don't send in your bio. So, thank you all for being here this morning. As Aaron said, my name is Mary Bache, and I am the Deputy Director of NIAP. NIAP is the United States Common Criteria Scheme, and my co-presenter is Fritz from BSI. Yeah. I'm apparently technology challenged this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's bad.
It's not just me today.
What did you do to it?
Good.
We need our technology guy. Can you speak without the slides, Shirley?
Sure. Okay. So we're gonna work without slides for a little bit. So in Common Criteria, which is an international agreement between 27 nations in which IT products can be certified and those evaluations will be recognized in those member nations, and then minimize the need for a lot of duplication of evaluation activities. Cryptography is ubiquitous, so you'll find crypto requirements across pretty much any PP that we have. And there is a class in the Common Criteria that defines those crypto requirements. It's the FCS class. And our protection profiles and supporting documents specify not only the security requirements, but also the evaluation methodology used to evaluate those cryptographic requirements. The problem is that, as you can imagine, crypto is complicated, and getting consistency across all these nations, across all of these protection profiles and these definitions can be very complicated. And so our goal in this working group was to figure out a way to harmonize the specification and evaluation of cryptography in collaborative protection profiles. And I think that is you.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Good morning, everybody. My name is Fritz Bollmann. I'm working for BSI, the German certification body. And I'd like to give you a short overview on our group. So I hope the machine is booting. Okay. So in 2014, during the ICCC meeting in India, the BSI as well as NIAP volunteered to run this CCDB crypto working group, and then in 2015 the working group was established. We have support. Support means that there are other nations supporting us. This means giving comments, supporting support the meetings. Are from Australia, we have the Japanese colleagues, we have Korea, we have the Swedish certification body, and the UK at the moment, who are actively support us. Okay. Okay. So the task of the working group are, so we want to agree on how algorithms, protocols, and so on.
Presentation.
Okay. Yeah, this is the right one.
Okay.
So, for us, it's very important to find a way to model crypto SFRs in a way that the standards, as well that there's no degree of freedom in the modulation. This means that optional aspects, for example, are covered, and that for an end user or a procurer later, it's very clear in the nation what is implemented in the TOW. I think.
Very cool.
Okay. On that way, we had to solve some challenges.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, and this was the overview. Let's come to the challenges. We are 27 nations within the CCRA. And one of the main challenges is that we want to be technology independent, that we want to find SFRs as well as guidance needed for the ITCs, so that we can later give something like a framework to the ITCs with crypto SFRs in it, so that the ITCs can build their protection profiles. Another challenge was, or we identified or discussed in the group, is about the security strengths. So this is an aspect we do not address now. So the reason for that is there are a lot of different views on that. For example, some people only talk about the key length, but the key length normally is not equal to the security strength, and every nation has its own view on the security strengths of different algorithms. So the outcome will not be an algorithm catalog, but we will list algorithms which the nations can bring on, and Mary will give some more details on that.
So we started this group and we started talking about the problem. We were a little bit overtaken by the breadth of what we could possibly do. And instead of getting mired in all of that, we decided that maybe the best approach would be to take this one step at a time. And so we decided that we would focus on a single CPP, a single technology type, and then expand from there. So we're piloting this, we call it a pilot, with the USB ITC and their CPP, and focusing on, at least to start, the requirements that they need for their collaborative protection profile. And then from there, what we'll do is we'll expand that for any ITC to use as the CPPs are developed. So where are we with that effort? So we work with the USB ITC. We have all of the SFRs for their crypto complete, and that has been delivered to the ITC. And those were, I think, in the latest draft that they produced for comment. The evaluation activities for those SFRs are also nearly finished. I think we have two or three that we're still coming to agreement on. But for the most part, that effort is complete. And we then have at least a decent set of SFRs to start with as we move forward. Part of the challenge here is that, as Fritz mentioned a few minutes ago, is that sometimes crypto can be a little bit technology dependent. And so the modes are, that you would use for a USB drive might be different than what you would need for another technology. So we will be going back and reviewing all of that and seeing what else we need to do and include as we add protocols and we add additional technology. Okay, I didn't break it this time. So in terms of algorithm agreement, I think it's important to note that the purpose of the group is not for all 27 nations to agree on an algorithm or even, you know, a set of encryption hash signature algorithms. That's not what we're doing. Our purpose is to provide a means to express what each nation needs, but do so in a way that all nations agree is the appropriate way to capture that requirement, as well as an agreed upon evaluation methodology for that algorithm. And so in order to do that, we have tables that capture the different alternatives that we agree can be included in an evaluation, as well as the activity to test those options. And nations in the group can specify if they have a particular mandate for an algorithm or a set of algorithms in their position or endorsement statements. Now, that's a little bit different than how position and endorsement statements have been used up to this point, but it's certainly within the allowance of the definition of those documents. They are publicly available, so any vendor or scheme or anyone else can see exactly what a particular scheme is looking for that technology and for the algorithms that they select.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Let us give you some or two examples that you get an idea on how it will look like. So the first example is a very simple example. It's about the key generation. I will not go too much into detail, but what you will see is that the new table structure. So this means we have the classical SFR part, we have an identifier, and then here you can see you only have to look to a special row and select what you have implemented. This means, and this is from our point of view a very good way later also for the nations, for our position statements, that we can later say, okay, for example, BSI will support AKG 1, 2, 3 in our position statement, and NIAP might say that they will support only the first two because they do not rely on brain pool curves, but that's fine. Let me show the next example. It's a little bit more complex example. So I'm not sure if you can read it, but it's only to get the idea on that. So we have the classical FCS COP for user data encryption. And you again will see the table. You have the identifier, and then you have the crypto algorithm. And a very important aspect here is that we put some time in to give the ITCs, as well as the schemes, some hints on what is important in the algorithms. This means, for example, if you're talking the ASCBC, that you need unpredictable IVs, and so on. So then we have the key lengths and the list of standards. So we tried to use ISO standards within the CCDB group. We agreed on that. If there is no ISO standard, okay, then we use national standards. But as Mary said, we are open. Every nation can bring in their own algorithms. Then it's added to the table. Yep.
So that's where we are. So where are we going? So like I've mentioned, we are going, well, we'll finish the pilot for USB, and then we'll work on expanding our set of SFRs for general use, so for any CPP or ITC. The other thing to note is that there is also a CCUF crypto working group, and we do meet with them on occasion. They're currently working on some requirements for protocol specifications that then we'll jointly discuss and see if we can adopt. So we're hoping that that continues and that they cover additional protocols. We're looking for additional support and engagement from vendors and from the CCUF group so that we can really make sure that the things that we're doing as the nations are also clear and adoptable by the vendor community. So if you're interested, please join that group and please help us through that group as well. I think that, now that I broke it again, that was our last slide. So are there any questions or comments with our last couple minutes?
Please step on the microphone and don't be shy. Be close to it.
So how will this be provided for the other ITCs? Is it going to be a bundle that basically I can just then kind of reference, hey, go over to that PP package, or do I actually have to bring that all in and copy it into my own CDP?
So that's a little bit going to be up to the ITC. We will provide everything that you need as far as the SFRs and all the evaluation activities. But like I said, it might be the case that certain modes don't make any sense at all for technology, and so including them in your PP makes no sense. So there is going to be some work by the ITC. That's why we're also working to make sure that we're as clear as possible and we provide as much information so that even non-crypto experts know what to do and what to pull in or not point to.
Would this be hosted like you're doing with some of the ITC on like the GitHub where it's on the web, or is this going to be like PDFs that people have to parse through?
So, yeah, at this point we haven't discussed so far, but yeah, to the extent that it's from our point, it's a recommendation to the ITCs. The ITCs recommend to use that, but it's open to the ITCs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not mandatory.
Right.
But again, if you have ideas, you can join the group and work with us that
please.
Way.
And I was just going to say, at the moment, they're getting posted as Word documents in some of the ITC ones as an interim measure.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. This is a very good start. Two questions. One is the SFR and the tables that you mentioned in the slide before, and the first slide. In the tables you have specific algorithms, right? But still, the question is, if we have to submit to NIAP, then we will definitely want to, we have to satisfy the NIAP's requirement. So it may choose to select one or more of those table entries, right? They could be, then for BSI, it could be something different. So where is the benefit here? I mean, we still have to do something different for BSI and do something different for NIAP requirement. So I'm just trying to understand. There's no.
So we tried to align in the group. So the both nations, US and Germany, we try to align to have one set of algorithms which fulfill both nation needs. But I also had the example of the brain pool curse, for example. This is a European or a German aspect. So maybe I'm not sure. We will certify brain pool curves. But the idea was to find, especially between these two nations, to find a set which fulfills both nations' need.
So the other point of the group, too, is to make sure that all of this is defined very clearly so that regardless of where you get your evaluation, you don't actually have to go to each individual nation to get that evaluation. Okay. That if you want to meet the requirements of, you know, the US and Germany, for instance, and you look in the endorsement statements, you just include all of that in your evaluation and then get it done in one place, and we'll accept that. Okay. So you still can do it once, you don't have to go to multiple nations.
And how does the user forum get involved? I mean, how far has it gone? How far is the CCUF mature enough?
So the CCUF group right now is working on SSH. using the same sort of approach that we've used in the cryptographic primitives. And we just met with them in April, is that right?
Yeah, in Amsterdam.
And we'll continue to do that as we have the joint meetings and see what we can do as we move forward in the protocol space and things like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We have time.
Yeah. Sorry, we'll have to. You'll have to catch Mary or Fritz outside if you have further questions, but please join me in thanking Mary and Fritz.
Thank you.
So McLaren is next, right?
Yeah.